Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
To Sligo first, where the local community is reeling after two brothers aged in their 80s died following a house fire near Eastkey yesterday. They've been named as Pa and Seamus Cuff. Gardaí have said the outcome of the post-mortem examinations will determine the course of their investigation. For more, I'm joined by Paul Deering. He's editor of the Sligo Champion. Paul, when was the alarm raised here?
Yeah, the alarm was raised sometime around 11 o'clock on Sunday. Apparently by a relative who had called in regularly to see the bachelor brothers and came across the sad scene. And then the emergency services were contacted, and it was obvious that a fire had broken out overnight at the property where they lived, just between Enniscrone and Eastkey, a place called Ratley.
And what have Gardaí been saying?
Yeah, their investigation is continuing, but at this stage anything suspicious of that has certainly been ruled out, and it would appear it was a smoke inhalation that caused the property damage and the deaths of these two very loved characters in the area.
And any word on funeral arrangements at this time?
Not just yet, Barry. The postmortems, as I understand, have not been concluded yet at Sligo University Hospital, but they will be in the next day or so. And so probably by midweek, Wednesday or Thursday, funeral arrangements will be released.
And Eastkey and Enniscrone, very tight-knit communities. And when news of the men's death spread, local people, they gathered near the Cuff property, didn't they? What has been the reaction locally?
That has been devastating. The two gentlemen were very well known. They contributed greatly to their community. Even though they were in their 80s, they attended a lot of community events. They went to the local show in Enniscrone, even as far as Tubbercurry on the old fair day. So they got out and about, immaculately dressed, always in shirts and ties, and their house was a very welcoming one where people went, and they loved telling stories. They went to the local pub, they went to Ballina Mart regularly. Pa in particular, he went every week to Ballina just to have an interest. So they had a great interest in life, and as local councillor Joe Queenan said, they lived a simple but very much a rich and fulfilling lives. So they were very, very loved by the community. They were always out and about, and they were very active and in good health, so it makes the tragedy all the more heartbreaking.
Yeah, very, very well known, as you say, in particular around Enniscrone and Tubbercurry.
Absolutely, yeah. And you can see by the tributes on social media so far that people are just so shocked. As I said, we're in the best of health and people love bumping into them. They love talking to people. In particular, Pa was a great supporter of the local Eastkey GAA club. And he got the lotto tickets every week sent out to him, and he made sure he was a good supporter. And they were always willing to help out with any local events.
OK, Paul Deering, editor of the Sligo Champion, thank you very much for joining us on Drive Time this evening.